Good evening, everyone. It is Thursday night, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 p.m. That's not even 10:30. It's 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. And that means we are live here on the Edge of Reality on the NDB Media Network on Blog Talk Radio. Happy Thursday to you all. And, of course, Thursday means that we're one step closer to the weekend. So happy weekend, everyone. I'm so excited. We missed last week. The cold was doing me in. It did me in. We're back. We're better than ever. And, yeah, we've got a lot to discuss because Celebrity Big Brother is happening. Celebrity Big Brother is currently happening. Not only is it happening, I mean, we're like like a week away from the finale. That's how close we are to happening. So we got to talk about all that. We got to talk about Temptation Island. We got to talk about, a multitude of Titan games we haven't discussed yet, Top Chef, a multitude of things. But before I do anything else, I got to say good evening and hello to my co-host and producer, Priscilla. Hey, Priscilla, what's going on this evening?
I'm hanging in there. How about you?
Oh, we're doing great. I mean, I'm we're a week away from the Celebrity Big Brother finale, and there's a lot of different people that could possibly take this home. It's been interesting. It's been an interesting week, and this group of people, very different from season one, I have to say. Very different. And it is one of the reasons why I love Big Brother. Because, you know, a different kind of grouping of people can change everything within the game. And this group is volatile, Priscilla. This is a volatile group. So volatile that earlier in the week, they actually, Alison Grodner, who produces, executive producer of Big Brother, brought them all in individually and just reminded them that cameras are on them at all times. Reminded them for the good of their reputation that cameras were on them at all times. Which is saying something. Which is saying something, Priscilla.
Which is saying that the athletes are the poorest losers of them all.
Well, this is not a happy group. This isn't a happy group. They unfortunately, there's a lot of drama. There's a lot of drama happening in this house. And unfortunately, well, or fortunately, depending upon what you enjoy in the game, the drama is not necessarily always strategy-based, meaning that, you know, it very little has anything to do with the game. But there's a lot of drama. There's a lot of fighting. There's a lot of yelling. And because of all this, the feeds go out quite a bit because, Big Brother producers are trying to, you know, not completely destroy the reputation of the celebrities that are playing this game. And, you know, I've been thinking about this a lot because my first instinct is to say, okay, you know, you need to completely tell your celebrities, you know, exactly what live feeds entails, exactly what 24-hour cameras mean, exactly that everybody can see everything. And then they're in control of their own behavior. And if they do something or say something on live feeds, like, that's on them. That's part of the game. That's part of the social experiment. That's what makes Big Brother what it is. But then the other part of me thinks, I want there to be a season three. I want there to be celebrities that decide to do this show. And I don't want celebrities feeling nervous because their reputation And more importantly, I don't want to have all celebrities that just don't care about their reputation and therefore don't care what happens in the house to them, because that's not a good sign either. That's kind of what we're getting right now, if that makes sense, Priscilla. It
makes total sense.
So
it just goes,
we have
themselves up to a higher level than I guess the production team does.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of fighting mostly stemmed from Lolo. Lolo has not been very happy with, well, anyone, but you know, Tom and Kato have definitely gotten the brunt of it. Kato has left the game. Tom was his own man, and we saw that Tom is HOH, and Tom has won the veto this week, so he's safe for another week. But Lolo, yeah, I mean, it was so funny because the most lively Joey Lawrence was ever in this game was when he walked out and had a conversation with Julie Chen. And,
right.
and he said something which was so true, which was he was talking about Lolo and said, if you look at her for a second too long, she kind of loses it. And it's true. It's true. She kind of loses it. She does. And, you know, I don't know what to say about this, Priscilla, except for there's people in the game that they're kind of crazy, and you kind of love their crazy, and it's kind of exciting to see what they're going to do. And then there's people in the game that the crazy is just kind of it's a type of crazy that it makes you uncomfortable to watch, and that's Lolo. To me, Lolo to me is the type of crazy that it doesn't make for a fun show or fun feeds. It's not drama in a good way. It's just drama in a terrible way. So it makes me it's pretty uncomfortable. It's pretty uncomfortable. Tamar, who's someone else who causes a lot of drama in the house, you know, there's moments where, you know, she can be very fun, very charming, you know, very, very charismatic. And then there's moments where it's crazy. It's kind of crazy. And again, it's because Tamar is so likable and so charming in certain moments, you kind of go, okay, well, that was kind of nuts. But you know, she's so likable normally. I mean, that's why she got the power of the publicist. You know, the public really, really likes her. But Lolo doesn't have that. She doesn't have that charisma. She doesn't have that fun. She's not funny, and she's not anything. It's just crazy. So yeah, Lolo is definitely kind of put a damper in the house, I would say. But the problem with that is Lolo is also not great at the game, and no one's going to vote for her. So I can absolutely see Lolo in the finals, because I think everybody's going to want to take her, Priscilla.
Well, she would be the one to probably take because of how she pops off. But Tamar pops off just as much. She's been restraining herself the last week or so.
Yeah, yes. I think Tamar could still get some more votes over Lolo. I think there's the difference. I think at the end of the day, Tamar's crazy. People can handle a little bit more than Lolo's. So I think because of that, I think Tamar is a bigger threat to the game and to winning. Tamar, don't get me wrong, I think Tamar has not a huge chance of winning, not a great chance of winning, but it's definitely better than Lolo's.
Well, I think Tamar's done a smart thing this week is by laying low, because after she gives HOH, she I don't know if she, I mean, you could tell that she'd pop off, but when she was on one-on-ones with Candy, they have a little bit tighter bond than I think people realize. And those two might go to the end together, to be honest with you.
Candy, I don't know.
She has some pretty good instincts this week, I
know.
Well,
I don't know, because Tamar, like, made Candy cry yesterday. So last night in a fight when she thought that Tom could possibly be putting her up for veto, because Tom won veto. His plan was to take somebody off, put someone on, and for a while the plan was to put up Tamar to ensure that either Ricky or Natalie would go home. And Tamar was not a big fan of that idea. And to your point about Candy, yeah, Candy is definitely been the most strategic in this game. She definitely understands the nuances of the game the best in the house. It's interesting to watch her in the game because, you know, she's not drama. She's not super entertaining. People call her furniture in the outside, and that's just, it's not true. She's laying low. She's picking her spots. When she makes arguments in the house, and she's one of the few people that do talk like coherent game, it makes complete sense. And she's saying the right things. And I think this week, how she's tried to wrangle Tom has really proven that. So I think Candy has done a really, really solid job. I think if Candy makes it to the end, she is, I mean, she's a lock to win. But I don't think she's going to make, I don't think they're going to let her make it to the end. I think they realize that she's a lock to win as well. I think, and this is a prediction, and it's not a firm one. It's not a great one. It's not a strong one, because the house is kind of chaotic and people are, there's not a lot of great gameplay. I mean, last season, they would be considered brilliant masterminds compared to this group. I don't know what else to say about it. I mean, last season between, you know, Ross and Marissa, and then Brandy had some chops, and Ari had some chops, and then Omarosa had some strategy. I mean, this group is nothing compared to that. But if I were to guess who had the strongest chance of winning at this point, I would say either Dina or Ricky. That would be my guess, Priscilla. What are your thoughts about that?
I honestly haven't put much thought into it, because it could go either way, really. And some of them aren't really even trying to win HOH, I don't think, even though they say they are. So, I mean, it's a toss-up on who gets the HOH, and we're down to, what, less than a week now. So, and double evicts tomorrow, right? So.
Yeah. And we know that Lolo and Natalie are in the block. Most likely, as of right now, Natalie will be the one to go, which is the smarter move. Natalie is definitely the brains of that operation. I would have loved to see Natalie play without Lolo. Because Natalie, I think, kind of got stuck in that craziness of Lolo. I think she got into some fights that she probably wouldn't have gotten worked up about if it wasn't for Lolo. She had some good instincts, and she was playing a decent game. So it sucks that she's leaving, but at the same time, she wasn't going to get anywhere with Lolo as a partner to begin with. And it's a it's a better move for the rest of the house to take out Natalie. Because like I said, I don't think Lolo has much of a chance to get to the final and win a vote. So we have that. Then we have another eviction. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. Lolo and Natalie were really the two people that were in this I hate Tom, let's get Tom out kind of vibe right. that everybody had.
Ricky's been just rude to Tom. Ricky has been just as rude to Tom as well, and Ricky has been on that bandwagon as well.
True. Tom would have gone home this week if not for the fact that he won. I think getting out Natalie at this point takes away, but I do think ultimately if Lolo wins HOH or if Ricky wins HOH, Tom goes up and probably goes out. So in a double eviction situation, which will happen tomorrow, my prediction, it's going to be Natalie then Tom. Maybe Tom could absolutely pull out a veto win and save himself. But I think Tom's in a lot of trouble. I'm trying to think who Tom might be safe with if they are HOH. Dina.
Andy and Dina.
Yeah, and the likelihood of one of them winning the HOH is slim to none.
They don't need to, but what they don't realize is they kind of do, because if Tom would do a veto, Candy's going to go home.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think they have to, because there's very few. I mean, we have, if Lolo or Ricky get HOH, they're both obviously going to put up Tom and probably Candy. That would be my guess. I don't think that they will do Tom and Dina. I think they would go Tom and Candy. So you're absolutely right. If Tom would pull himself off, Dina would probably go up, and then Candy would be the one that goes home. So Candy's in some trouble too tomorrow night, absolutely. And then we have Tamar, who we'll see what happens. I mean, there's a possibility that she might get caught in the crossfire, but this is a dangerous position for Tom to be in.
They're not smart enough. They're going to go straight up after Tom if Lolo or Ricky will win. And Candy needs to realize she needs to step it up and win HOH, because I'm trying to think of the scenarios, because Tamar's right in the middle. So she's going to probably be good on either side, actually, because they're not smart enough to realize where Tamar stands, even though they should, because she's already getting signs up. So I actually think it's pivotal that Candy wins the HOH if she wants to stay.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree. It's pivotal for her to win. I just don't see it happening. I don't think she's thorough in these competitions. I just think that she's not very good at them. So, unfortunately, I mean, that's a problem. Maybe we'll get lucky. Maybe it'll be a luck-based competition. It's going to be a big night. There's a lot to kind of get through. So, the competitions are quick. So maybe it'll be a luck based or a question answer, and then maybe Candy has a shot. But it's Candy's definitely in danger, and so is Tom. So we'll see. Now, if Candy is HOH, it'll be interesting to see who she puts up. I don't know if she necessarily puts up Ricky. She probably puts up Lolo.
With her.
But I don't know who else that person would be.
She would do. Because it's going to be double eviction, it's going to be fast. So she's going to put up Ricky and Lolo.
It's a possibility. She hangs out with Ricky a lot. But she's been pretty good with everybody. She's been hanging out with everybody. Again, making the social connections, being strong with that. You know, she's been good with that. So, yeah, it might be Lolo Ricky.
Because
Dina would be interesting.
Originally, Tom wanted out Ricky. So if, and she wanted out Nat. So if he followed through with if what, I'm not going to spoilers away, but if he did what you said they did, he did, because I have been MIA all day. Then him taking her out would be good.
Agreed. I think so. Tamar,
sorry.
I think Tamar, I'm trying to think, Tamar might be the only person that shouldn't win this HOH.
Right. Well, she shouldn't have won the one she won. She didn't need to.
No, that's absolutely true. She shouldn't have won the one she won. The only thing that's good about that, though, is that there was a lot of controversy about the who got the power, the publicity power. Tom did a murder mystery. It made people uncomfortable. You know, there was a lot of... You know, there were a lot of issues with that. So Tamar not doing it means that Tamar never had to expose it. Now, you know, it's Big Brother 1 in the sense that, or Big Brother 2 for that, not Big Brother 1, it's Big Brother 2. The fact that everybody goes home and they're able to catch up on what's been happening, they'll know very quickly that it's Tamar who has it. So it's not like it could impact the final vote if people are going to be bitter about it, which they might be. This is definitely going to be a bitter jury. this is going to be a bitter group of people. Well, I would say half of it. I don't see Joey or Jonathan or Ryan necessarily bitter. I'm sure Jonathan is keeping up with everything. I am sure Joey and Ryan and Cato have no idea what the hell is going on. You know. So that's, and as we talked about last year, I think the weirdest part about this show is that half of the season's jury will have had at least the opportunity for access for what's been going on. They can talk to people. They can, and even if they haven't, they're not watching, they can talk to their friends and family. They can talk, you know, Twitter, they'll be on social media. And then half of the people will have no clue what's happening. And that's an interesting mix of people. You know what I mean? That's it. You're going from have absolute access to having absolutely zero access. It's an interesting place to be.
Sure.
So, but yeah, there's moments of interesting things happening on the feeds. There's moments of strategy mostly coming from Candy at this point. But yeah, it's just a very different vibe than the first season. Very different show.
And like I said, the three athletes that are still in the house are very poor sports. I mean, they got, you know, they got Cato out and they were on cloud nine and now they're getting got and they're not taking it as well. You know, they're not looking, everybody in the house last season or the first season, you know, they knew it was a game. And when they walked out the door, it was all good. I'm not sure that's going to happen this time around.
Well, no, but I also think unfortunately, there's a lot of people with like combustible personalities, which is a problem. It's not about just being got; it's the fact that you're, you know, how you handle it.
Correct.
And you know, this group of people.
They're not
just highly
nearly
capable.
As conscious as of their image as the others were. Let's put it that way.
No. No, they are not. That is true. So, one other thing we need to talk about in terms of CBB, a little Celebrity Big Brother, and that is this idea of, we hadn't talked about it since it happened, but the mooch. Last time we spoke, we were guessing as to why he left. We assumed it was some sort of quit situation. We found out that it's not a quit situation. In fact, Big Brother did bring him here to promote.
I don't believe
publicity.
For a I don't believe that.
Oh,
for
okay.
A I
okay,
don't
okay,
believe
let's
that.
Let's talk
for
about it. Go for it.
That story, I don't believe it. I think he quit, and they just trying to butter it up.
I don't think so. I disagree. Why would they want to, if he quits, why would CBS want to help him cover it up?
For one, if he quits, that's not good for future seasons of Big Brother that early in the game. I don't know. Things leading into it, you know, with the conversations and stuff he had, possibly, I don't know. I just don't believe it's all nutshelled and dried the way they say it is. I just don't. I think there's more to that story. I don't think it's that.
I think that they wanted they thought that he was going to bring a lot of pre-publicity to the table.
Yes.
So why not have him? It makes sense. Why is there an extra person in the house while there's,
but,
why is there a disproportionate number of men? You
but
know,
he was, you know, controversy wise, there's so many other people they could have chose. He was with the administration for not even a, you know, full 2 weeks kind of thing, like 10 days or something stupid. So, I mean, I don't know the mileage that they think that they were going to get. I don't think they got, because people just didn't know who the hell he was, other than his name was weird and it kind of more remembered. But they had other people they could have went to. The one that was there before him actually would have been better to do than him.
Sean Spicer. Well, but
yeah.
But remember, he might have been the only one who accepted.
True.
You know, they could have asked a lot of different people who all said no. And he might have been the one who accepted. You know, I think that he knew he was going to this conference in Switzerland. He knew when it was, he knew that it had to happen. So whether or not it was in a,
that all had to kind of be pre-planned. I agree. At first I didn't think it was like that. I thought maybe it was planned and originally. But the more I think about it and the things that have come out since then, I'm not convinced that that's the whole story.
Well, maybe it's not the whole story. Either, you know, he said yes, and then after the publicity happened, he said, oh, by the way, I have to go to this thing in Switzerland on this day. Sorry, you know. And they said, well, we already announced him. Let's just go with it. It could have been that. It could have been just, we need somebody who's going to spark the conversation. He was a dud in the house, even before we knew that what was going on. He was a dud in the house. But he was probably one of the probably the most talked about, along with Cato, person going into the house. So they got what they wanted in terms of pre-season publicity. My ultimate question is, the reason why it looks so shady is, if he was really going to come in to be this mole or this, you know, fake house guest or something, whatever they wanted to call it, they needed to do something with it. They needed to give him a task. They needed to do something where he was either screwing them up, he was being the saboteur, he was, doing something. And then he walks away and he's, oh my God, I was a fake house guest. But the fact that he did nothing and then he said, oh, by the way, I'm a fake house guest. You know, it's no one cared.
Right.
But people talked about it a ton because it was such a weird way to go. So, again, I don't know if it was this, they needed the publicity, but unfortunately for that, it made the show look so shady that, like, I don't think whatever publicity they did get from it, I don't think it was worth it.
Like, they didn't even, like, tease anything, you know? They, like, a lot of times if it's a twist, they'll tease us with it. They didn't do any of that. It's like it came out of their ass.
No, and so to your point when you say, I think something, we're not getting the whole story, I agree with you. I don't think that we, you know, my assumption is that after he agreed to this and they started publicizing him, he was like, oh, BT Dubs, I'm going to Switzerland. Maybe he didn't understand the concept of the show.
He couldn't pull that out of his ass in 24 hours. So that had to be pre-planned. I agreed there. I already stated that. But there's more to the story that I think that we are entitled to. Or they should have teased us with it at the beginning. That's the one thing that about Big Brother that drives me insane is same thing like we go back to Sharon, you know, with the hamster twist. Who's siblings in the house? You know, how can we stretch the truth on this one so so-and-so gets there? It's just very weird to me.
I agree. This was particularly weird, and I hated it. I thought it made the show lose credibility.
Yeah.
They didn't need that pre-publicity boost. And, you know, no, you're absolutely right. No one cares about him. No one cares about him. You know, the demographic of people that they wanted to watch this show, no one knew or cared about him.
Correct.
So, no. That's it. I mean, Omarosa is such a different player, such a different character. It's a completely different situation.
Well, she understands the reality TV world and she plays into that hype for them, and she's a gamer. So you had your talking points with her, not with the smooch.
Yeah, it was not good. And unfortunately, not to complain because I love Big Brother and I would absolutely watch a season 3 of Celebrity Big Brother. But I think the Mooch stuff set the tone for like what the season has kind of become. So, you know.
Well,
my
CBS All Access since it came into existence. But I look forward to canceling mine this weekend. Just saying, I haven't canceled all that. I'm not one that cancels it on off season but I think I'm going to be canceling them.
Oh, I cancel on the off season. And then I reorder it right before the new. Like I'll cancel it too, and then I'll reorder. I'll reorder in June when Big Brother 21 start.
Honestly, the last few seasons and what last season I could have watched all the time because I was off with my knee replacement, and the feeds were just, I'm not even sure I'll renew. And I know that you've been through this, and I tell you every year, you're going to go ahead and do it, just do it. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I might.
It comes to me, and I agree with you, because I've had moments of I don't want to watch, you know, the feeds aren't that interesting to me anymore. And what it comes down to for me is that the show is such a different show if you don't watch feeds. So even if I'm not watching them as much as I once did, which is true, I mean, I'm not watching them as much as I once did. But even if that were the case, the opportunity to like go back and look at things is important enough to me as to why I still have feeds.
Well, I've noticed it over the last couple of seasons, not just of Celebrity Big Brother, but like my Pocket Big Brother with Joker updates on it. They don't even update like they used to do. Like I would know everything going on in the house. I didn't need the feed. But now it'll go hours before somebody puts something on there about what's going on the feed. So that in itself doesn't give as much hype for me to see what's going on. And then, you know, with feeds being down 6, 7, 8, 9 hours, it's just like, okay, why am I paying for these kind of thing, you know? Like last week, wasn't it? They were down all day.
Yeah, I agree with you with that. That I think, again, didn't bode well for the season when last weekend, the Saturday was all day long, the feeds were down, and you're not sure exactly why. And then on Sunday, they were having issues with their server, so people couldn't even get into CBS All Access. So, you know, this season is 2 weekends long. Theoretically, people are watching the most during the weekend. Now, I have no data to back that up. I could be completely wrong, and people might watch the most at like between 12 and 2 from work. I have no idea, but you know, theoretically, weekends are when people watch the most. And one of the weekends you're not able to watch it at all. It's not a good look for them. It's not a good look. So I don't, I don't think you're crazy for saying that you want to get rid of your feeds. I don't think that's a unrealistic way to go at all, because I understand where you're coming from. For me, I'll end up doing it. I'll end up watching it because if the price that it is and how much I'll end up watching it, even through flashbacks, to me, I'll do it. It's worth it right now. Right now. That could change, but right now, that could change. So by the time we're on the air next week, we will have a winner of Celebrity Big Brother 2. Priscilla, you have absolutely zero predictions of who you think it's going to be?
Like I said, depending on the double eviction, is going to be a big telltale because it could go either direction. You know, either. And honestly, who's going to be left in the house? Tamar's won HOH, but nobody else has. And Tom, that's it. So it's like even like thriving for that. So if they're smart, they're going to realize this is going to be pivotal, especially if it's going to be a double eviction. So hopefully they get the fire under their ass during live show tomorrow and realize that this one is going to be pivotal to which direction the game goes. Because Tamar's right in the middle, so she could go either way. So it depends on what side of the house wins the HOH. It's going to carry through who's going to be into the final, big time. Because I don't see either side turning on each other than Tamar, who's in the middle. And she's going to go with whichever side wins power. So And obviously Tom can't win HOH. So it comes down to, you got Dina and Candy and the other three. And Tamar Smart, she'll go forget, you know, about even trying to win. So then you're down to two, Lolo and Ricky. So it's kind of like the house is right now split. And whatever direction that double eviction, that second eviction goes, is who, which side's going to go to the final.
Give me a name.
A name who's going to win?
Yeah.
Well, I'm pulling for Candy. I kind of always low-key have been pulling for Candy, even though she's been furniture. But then again, so was Angela. They considered her furniture, too, and she went in top four. So
Angela made it to the final three. How quickly before we forget?
Well, I knew she was in that end. I couldn't remember the exact number, but yes.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to win for sure, but that's who I'm pulling for. Dina,
okay.
I mean, Dina pull it out, but I don't think that she'd have the vote. She hasn't played the game at all. Tamar's a good possibility. Right in the middle there. Tamar's a pretty good possibility.
Yeah. Yeah. You're saying Candy. I, too, have been pulling for Candy from the beginning. I knew she was going to be good at the game. I missed her on my draft, and I was unbelievably bummed out by this. And, but I don't think she's going to win.
I don't think
she's going to win. My prediction, Ricky. I think Ricky wins.
Nah.
Ricky.
I don't think so.
I think so. I think he ends up, and I think
if he's
that
Lolo,
you know,
if he's Lolo, yes, he will win. But I don't think he wins against others.
I think he wins against Dina.
Possibly. I don't know. We'll see.
Because Tom is really.
I'll go Tamar. You're going Ricky. I'll go Tamar.
Tamar is a better choice between Candy. I think Tamar has a better chance of getting to the final two than Candy does. So, all right, that's fair. We'll see next week. Next week we'll break it down, and we'll see how it goes. All right. So, did you watch the challenge this week?
I did.
All right. So, brand new challenge. Vets and rookies. Now, before we had the first episode of the challenge, they did a special introducing all the rookies. I thank them for that because I had no idea who, besides the Big Brother people and the Bachelor Chase from The Bachelor, I know most of the other people were from international reality shows. So it was good to kind of get a sense of who was in this game and who, you know, who everybody was. Because I didn't know. So I was happy to know. Also, in terms of the veterans, you know, we got some powerhouses. Wes is back. We haven't seen Wes in a long time. That's cool. We have, you know, obviously we have Johnny and CT and the usual suspects. So I was excited going into this challenge.
I was kind of the last female to be picked. I don't get that.
Say that one more time.
Jenna was the last female to be picked. She would have been one of the first ones to be picked.
I agree with you because Jenna is the best. But however, I think that, you know, a couple years ago when Jenna broke her ankle, I think that changed a lot of things. And she hasn't had a good showing in a long time. And I really want her to have a good showing this season. I'm afraid that she's kind of, if she doesn't have a good showing this season, she's going to kind of fall by the wayside. But I do think that her showings have been related to the fact that her ankle, because she was, before she broke her ankle, she was a beast. And that, as you know, Priscilla, that stuff takes a long time to heal. So I think even though she was, you know, she was in the last couple challenges, she just, it was not good. It was not good for her. So I get why she was last pick, but hopefully she proves that she shouldn't have been.
Correct.
And is she the weakest? Absolutely not. Jenna's a beast. Jenna is a total beast. But Jenna, like I said, there's between Jenna breaking her ankle, and then they've upped, and I'll give some credit to MTV here, because, you know, we had a couple of seasons where the women were not very strong and it was rough going. The last couple seasons, we've seen some really strong female players, which has been great. And in this rookie group, I think there's going to be some strong female players as well. And that's really great. And so Jenna, who at one time was one of the few strong female players, now she has some competition. So I think that's going to be interesting in terms of Jenna.
Well, they were teasing us some issues between her and Zach. So will that play into her performance?
So did you watch the reunion to the challenge last season?
Do what?
The reunion. Did you watch that?
Yeah, but I foggily remember it.
Okay. So
no, me out.
Remember when Amanda said that she had this secret that she was going to expose on the reunion? And then they were like, what's the secret? And she said, I'm not going to tell it because I think it's going to hurt someone. I think that she was going to say something about, like, Zach cheating on Jenna. Amanda and Zach were partners. I think that, and she hated Zach, but I think that she likes Jenna, or at least, you know, is cordial with Jenna. And so I think that she stopped herself from saying it, but I think that will somehow come out and then they're going to have some problems.
I think Amanda and Jenna are actually friends from what I remember reading or seeing. It's one of her better friends.
They might be. I know that they had some issues on a couple challenges ago. Again, it was like Jenna and Kayla, because Marie was. I know that Jenna and Kayla are tight with Marie, and so is Amanda and Ashley. They could be. Hey, speaking of Kayla, here's a random just thought. Kayla is currently on Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club.
I seen somebody post that she was supposed to. Actually, Jenna posted she was supposed to be on.
Yeah. So that's weird. That's because Kayla is not on the season of the challenge, but she I think she was on last season. But everybody in the world was on last season. So it's hard to remember who the hell is there and not there. Was Kayla there? Yeah, she was there. But she's not there this season because Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club. She found a gig there. She's playing a hostess at Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club. The weird thing is, I watched it, but in full disclosure, I wasn't watching, like, attentively, fully. Like, they didn't mention that Kayla was from the chat. Like, they just were like, she was just like, hi, my name is Kayla, and I'm a bartender, or whatever she said she was. You know, they didn't really say that she was the Kayla. Maybe it doesn't matter when you're in Greece. Maybe no one cares. Maybe Lindsay Lohan can care less.
The makes a big difference between Kayla and the Kayla.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the Allie. It's true. I understand. The Allie. You're the Priscilla. It's true.
Yeah.
Do you think we see, this is totally changing the subject back to Big Brother, but talking about Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club made me think of it. You think Lindsay's at the finale?
Yeah. Yeah.
You think she goes?
I think so.
Yeah, I think if her mom's still in the house, she's there, right? Yeah.
Well, yeah. Because, even if she would leave today, I don't know, though. If she's still living in Dubai, but I say yes, because she's used to talking to her about every day. So, but if she is out Friday, maybe not. If she's still in the house, I think for sure.
Oh, if she's not in the finale, I don't think she's in the audience. She has to be physically in, not just a jury member. She is in the finale. I think she's there. Okay, so give me a number of how many times CBS switches to Lindsay in the audience.
Two. I don't think
you
that's
think we're all. You think we're only going to see Lindsay two times in that audience?
I think so, because there's going to be other people in the audience as well. Toni Braxton could be there.
Toni Braxton versus Lindsay Lohan? Are you kidding me?
I'm not saying they go to every shot, but they'll go to different views. She might be caught in the corner, but predominantly the primary suspect that they're trying to get, I say they go to her twice. The show's too jam-packed to worry about that shit.
Are you kidding me? Did CBS not take advantage of the fact that there's somebody in their audience? When Jordan and Jeff are in the friggin' audience, you see them seven times, let alone Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay Lohan is in a crowd reaction shot at least eight times.
Nobody anymore. I mean, her name still comes up, but it's nothing good compared to she may have this new show, but everything that is in most people's brain is her not being so good.
Who cares? I mean, who else is going to? Okay, maybe Toni Braxton would be in the audience. I doubt it. I just don't see Toni Braxton being in this audience. Who else do we have? I mean,
all the sisters I would think would be there, to be honest with you, because they come and grow the support.
Yeah, but they're not going to all get in.
Well, this is Celebrity Big Brother. If they all wanted to come and they all had the Braxton name and they have the Braxton show still, you betcha they're letting them in.
No, they don't care. They don't care about all the Braxtons. Maybe Toni. Maybe they'll let Toni in. They're not going to let all of the Braxtons in. I mean, you know, Lindsay, I mean, who else would they be there? Do you think Drew Barrymore will go to support her ex-husband, Tom?
No, I don't.
I don't think so either. That was a long shot. That's the OJ there to support Kato. Do you think OJ will be there?
Right. That would have been perfect scenario if they had OJ walk in the house after Kato was the first one in the house, you know, kind of thing. That would have been hilarious.
No, I would. Do you think OJ's in the audience for Kato?
No, but I'm going back to where I said before. I think OJ being in the house with Kato would have been hilarious.
Oh my God, that would have never happened.
Could have been deadly, but
never happened. but no, OJ, yeah. I mean, this group of people, I don't know what kind of celebrity friends they have. I mean,
Candy's got a couple, you know, housewives they could pull in. I don't know.
Oh, that's a good call. Maybe Candy, maybe we see Mimi. Maybe we see Portia.
I don't see any of them being that close to do that, though, to be honest with you, other than doing the show.
Yeah. I bet we get former, I'm sure we get Ross and Marissa. I'm sure we get, maybe Brandy will come out, because I know that they said, I read in an interview that Candy talked to Brandy before she went into the house. So maybe Brandy would come out for it.
I'm not saying that they wouldn't try to use that, but it's possible Brandy being last season would be there. Well, they're going to probably pull
Brandy
last season, but it's possible.
I think the biggest celebrities are going to be season one people and Lindsay Lohan. And maybe Tim Braxton.
We'll see. Time will tell.
I'll be excited if she's there. Not gonna lie, I'll be excited. I love the people watch. It's my favorite part of Dancing with the Stars. Who's in the audience? You know that was my favorite part of Dancing with the Stars. I could have cared less who was dancing. I just wanted to. I wanted shots of who was in the audience. That's how I found out Jennifer Lopez and Leah Remini were best friends, because Jennifer Lopez was in the audience of Leah Remini's Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, wow. I knew that long before that. But you notice that the Celebrity Big Brother is taking the past guests from Dancing with the Stars. On the most cases, a large percentage of the last two shows have been from past Dancing with the Stars.
Well, there's only a certain amount of celebrities that are going on these shows. So, yeah, they recycle them. It's true.
That they can get, right?
I mean, it's true. You're absolutely right. That's where they're going. That's where they're going. They're most likely on Dancing with the Stars. And they might even get on Dancing with the Stars if they haven't been on yet. I'm just saying.
Sure.
We could see Tamar there.
Tamar was already on there, wasn't she?
Oh. I don't know. All right, guys. Well, that's gonna do it for us. While Priscilla's looking up if Tamar was on Dancing with the Stars, I want to thank everybody listening. Everybody, you can join in the fun. Always follow us on Twitter. She was on Dancing with the Stars,
and she quit because she got sick.
Well, I'm so glad that we were able to end the show knowing that Tamar Braxton was on Dancing with the Stars. Good for us. Us with the hard-hitting journalism here on The Edge of Reality. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. I'm at Reality Alley. That's Reality A-L-L-I-E. Priscilla's at P-S-I-L-L-A. And you can catch all of our shows, all of our archive shows, on iTunes or on Blog Talk Radio. That's it for us for tonight. However, next week we will be talking about the finale of Big Brother. We'll be talking about the challenge. We'll be talking about Top Chef. All that and more. Have a good weekend, everyone, and good night.
Night, everyone.